1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. President Trump says he's accomplished a lot in his first few weeks back in the Oval Office.
There's been nothing but swift and unrelenting action to usher in the greatest and most successful era in the history of our country.
His speech to a joint congressional session included references to Ukraine, the economy, tariffs, and illegal immigration.
Illegal border crossings last month were by far the lowest ever recorded, ever.
Many Democrats protested some of Trump's claims with signs that read lies or false. Texas Congressman Al Green ejected for protesting verbally. Correspondent Margaret Brennan says many felt there was a lack of depth or substance.
It did feel like a campaign rally. What stood out to me was the anger in the room, the thin attendance by Democrats, and the lack of explanation for any of these policy promises.
CBS News special report. I'm Peter King.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. An alarming number of heart attacks are linked to shoveling snow, and the risks increase with age. The combination of cold temperatures and sudden physical exertion, a problem is created. As the cold temperatures constrict blood vessels, it makes it harder for the blood to flow efficiently. So when you pair this with the physical strain of lifting heavy snow, this increases blood pressure and heart rate, forcing the heart to work much harder. And for someone with underlying heart disease or risk factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, or obesity, the sudden exertion can trigger a heart attack. So people should pace themselves and take regular breaks every 10 to 15 minutes. Using a smaller shovel helps. And if you can, push the snow rather than lifting it and tossing it. This will help reduce strain on the heart. Older adults live relatively sedentary lifestyles, especially during the winter. And it doesn't help that people naturally hold their breath while lifting heavy objects. It's a phenomenon known as the Valsalva maneuver. And this sudden pressure surge can significantly spike blood pressure, increasing the risk of a cardiac event. And the problem becomes even more complex because heart attacks don't always start with a dramatic chest pain. Some begin with mild discomfort, shortness of breath, or nausea. So shovel in shifts and ask a neighbor for help. And seasonal weight restrictions are put into place on our roads every year when the frost is coming out of the ground. It's important to protect the pavement, which is damaged more easily by heavy loads during the thaw. So starting Friday, the Portage County Highway Department will impose seasonal weight restrictions on various county trunk highways. Portage County Highway Department will begin installing signs along all posted roads beginning at 7 a.m. on March 7th, and enforcement will begin when the signs are installed. And although the snow is flying now, Boulder Junction's Winter Park is officially closed for the season, and so is Sylvan Hills Tubing in Wausau. 9 Mile cross-country skiing may open back up, depending on how much snow we get and if it can be groomed. Otherwise, Granite Peak still has all of their trails open and lifts running for winter rec enthusiasts. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Packers keep their kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers re-signing place kicker Brandon McManus to a new three-year contract worth over $15 million. McManus, who turns 34 in July, will be guaranteed $5 million and given a $5 million signing bonus. The New York Jets releasing Devontae Adams, and now fans tweeting the Packers should bring the 32-year-old receiver back to Green Bay. College basketball, Marquette takes on UConn tonight at the Gamble Pavilion in Connecticut. The Badgers in Minneapolis for the border battle with Minnesota. NBA, the Bucks with a 127-121 win over the Hawks in Atlanta. Giannis with his 7th triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers asked about the mix of young and veteran players on this Bucks roster.
We're kind of mixed. We play young and old, but we're not only just veteran players. We have, like, straight grown-ups. I keep saying it. Everybody on our team is over themselves. There's nothing. There's no stuff. What I call clutter. The guys just play together. They want to do right. It's an absolutely fantastic team to coach.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Heavy snow will continue for a good chunk of the day with strong wind gusts from 35 to 45 miles per hour, and that will create blowing snow and potentially whiteout conditions at times here throughout the day today. Wind will gradually die down this evening. Conditions will improve late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday, we talked to State Senator LaTanya Johnson of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, and we meet new State Assembly Representative Russell Goodwin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
It is a hump day Wednesday, heading downhill towards the weekend. But if you're heading downhill, be aware you could be sliding into some ice and also some snow. It is a winter-like March the 5th of 2025. Currently in downtown Wausau, taking a peek out. The snow is flying around. Light snow, actually, right now. A little bit of mist and fog out there as well. Temperature, an even freezing 32 degrees. There is a winter storm warning in effect for Marathon, Wood, Portage, Lincoln, Langlade, Marinette, Florence, and Forest Counties until 6 p.m. this evening. And some very slick driving conditions. So if you're out there heading to work, heading to school, whatever you may be doing right now, take a little bit of extra time and be careful out there. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us at YouTube.com. Excuse me. YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO page on that website. You can join us by calling or texting us at 715-382-9298. That's 715-382-9298. Coming
97,
up
actually.
I'm sorry? Oh, you're right.
Is it 98?
You're exactly right. So people, if you're writing that down, erase it. 715-382-9297. So, again,
it's early in the morning. It's understandable.
Oh, man. Call or text 715-382-9297. Also, you can use your Civic Media app. Then you don't have to worry about numbers. Just open up the app. Go to our 98.9 WXCO part of the app. If you get the app, you get every one of the Civic Media radio stations, more than 20 of them. and in fact throughout Wisconsin, and even one in Minnesota coming up. So Civic Media continues to grow, but go to your app store, search Civic Media, download the app. It is free. Open it up, fourth one down, 98.9 WXCO. Then you can listen live, you can send us an email, you can go to our website, and you can send us a text, and you can call us up as well. So we would love to hear you. If it's something yet we are talking about, if it's something we are not talking about, would love to have you be part of this program. Coming up in just a few minutes, about 10 minutes or so, at 9:21, we'll be talking to meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Get the information on this winter storm. And again, snow is flying. It's going to be a Wednesday where the snow continues to fly. Could be some blowing and drifting with the winds as well. We'll give you some details here coming up in a few moments, but we'll get the expert analysis with Brittany Merlot coming up at 9:21. Also coming up later in the program at 9:34, we will be talking to our normal guest as we on Wednesday mornings, the first Wednesday of every month. We're always very, very happy to welcome back to the program from the Good News Project and to get some good news, put some smiles on our face, to really be able to you know, step out of the political realm for a little bit. Christine Daniels, who does so much good work here in Wausau. Christine Daniels from the Good News Project. And coming up on the program, we will be talking about their mobile help truck that is on the road. And it travels every other week to 11 rural communities in our area. So going to talk about which communities they are, some of the partnering businesses involved in this project. Really, it's an outstanding project, and we'll learn more about that with Christine Daniels coming up at 9:34 this morning here on the program. Of course, at some point this morning, we will discuss the president's address last night, and actually some information that I learned this morning that surprised me, but yet shouldn't surprise me, because people seem to be very set in their ways and they're set in their opinions when it comes to the president, either for him or against him. Talk a little bit as well about what he talked about last night, but and we'd love to hear your thoughts on it as well as we continue later on this morning. But before we go any further, need to talk to the guy that will be in the spotlight at the very end of the show, because our final segment each day is our daily history lesson. We talk about some of the historical events that have occurred on this date. We talk a bit about the celebrity birthdays that are happening, about some special events that are going on this date, and we are also going to be doing our number of the day quiz.
Yes.
As we have a number for the day each and every morning, and we give Ian Welsh three choices, one of which is right, two of which are incorrect. And based on the math, he should get one out of three right. So we always have that goal of 33% for the week, above 33% a passing grade, below 33% a failing grade. We want him to get more right than wrong, which is 3 out of 5. And, of course, he's had that best ever week, including last week, of 4 out of 5 correct. So, Ian Welsh, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. One up to you.
One for two this week.
Yep, I was able to get back on the winning track, but if I get today right, I can secure a passing week.
Yep.
But hopefully, I can do better than that, because last week was pretty good. I want to see if I can match. And my 4 out of 5 again.
How was the drive in this morning?
Oh, very slick. I made sure I took some extra time. I made sure I tested my brakes coming up to the stop sign to make sure I just went a little bit under the speed limit to make sure I didn't start swerving all over the place. And you got to keep a lookout for the people who, don't have their lights on, don't signal, just like to zoom around everybody, because and funny story, actually, this was happening as I was going home from work yesterday after the morning show, is I was just driving along one of the back roads, just minding my own business, going the speed limit, and there was a car that came up behind me. I'm not sure what type of car it was, but it was a bigger car, But then, they were getting pretty close to me as I was coming up to a stop sign. I was getting ready to stop, and all of a sudden, a car just like swerves around me as I'm coming up to the stop sign, just zooms right in front of me and just goes past the stop sign without even stopping. And I know I'm not supposed to think anything of it, but I was just thinking to myself, I guess some people are in a hurry, but that still doesn't mean it's okay to do something like that. Just be cautious of other people out there, because not everybody is going to go the same speed as you, and not everybody has the same kind of vehicle as you. So just be considerate of other drivers is all I'm saying.
And the thing about
especially it, in this type of weather.
And the thing about it is that as we continue throughout the day, throughout the morning into the afternoon and then early evening, it's not going to be any better. This winter storm warning remains in effect until 6 p.m. this evening. Mm-hmm. Look for additional snow accumulations ranging from 3 to 6 inches over central Wisconsin to 5 to 8 inches over north central and northeast Wisconsin near the upper Michigan border. And in addition, it's not just the snow, it is the wind gust. There will be wind gusting as high as 45 miles per hour in the winter storm warning area. It will lead to areas of blowing and drifting snow. And again, this is occurring here in Marathon County, along with Lincoln County, Portage County, Wood County, Langlade County, Florence County, Forest County, and Northern Marinette County. So if you have any driving plans, any travel plans for today, be aware that travel could be difficult. The areas of blowing snow could significantly reduce visibility. Whiteout conditions are possible at times in open areas, and the hazardous conditions will impact this morning's commute. And also even at the end of the day, when you're leaving work, the evening commute could still be factored in as well with some dangerous driving conditions. And be aware that over portions of central Wisconsin, with that temperature hanging around the freezing mark, yeah, there are some areas where some lingering rain could change to snow, and that could also cause some issues as well. So again, we will get more information on this coming up with Brittany Merlot in just a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Also wanted to remind folks that make sure you tune in later on this evening. It is Wednesday. We are coming down to the final few weeks here of the big high school sports show. We do the show during the fall and winter sports season, and we're coming towards the end of the winter sports season. Just a few weeks remaining. Jeff Grass and myself tonight from 6 until 8 p.m. talking about a lot of playoff action. We have the start of the boys basketball playoffs, mm-hmm, that occurred just last night. Girls basketball playoffs are into the sectional round this week. Sectional semifinals on Thursday, sectional championship round on Saturday. And, of course, the WIAA state hockey tournaments, both the boys and the girls state hockey tournaments, being held down at Bob Suter's Capital of Bob Suter's Legacy 20 Arena. They changed the name this year. Mm-hmm. But both the Wausau West Warriors and the Central Wisconsin Storm involved in the state tournaments. And, of course, I will be heading down there tomorrow after the show to bring you the Storm action in a girls state semifinal tomorrow night. Starting with the pregame show at 7:06, and then the Wausau West Division One state semifinal Friday afternoon, starting at 1:35. But tonight, Jeff and I will be joined by a special guest, our coach guest from DC Everest and their boys basketball team, Oliver Drake. He'll be with us at 6:25 tonight. And at 7:06, one of the members of the Wausau West State Tournament hockey team, Drake Kuharski, he'll be with us at 7:06. So make sure you tune in tonight for the big high school sports show presented by K5 Construction from 6 until 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up next in 2 minutes, we'll be talking about the weather and, of course, a busy weather day. Brittany Merlot joining us next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is flawed about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is flawed about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is flawed about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Yamato, the drummers of Japan return to the Grand Theater in Wausau with their Power of Human Strength tour. Experience the explosive energy of these talented musicians when they take the stage on Friday, March 7th. With more than 40 different taiko drums, Yamato engulfs the audience in energetic sound. Yamato, tickets at grandtheater.org.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Snowy start as I take a peek out onto the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street here in downtown Wausau. Again, just blowing snow, light snow falling, the snow-covered roads. Temperature around the freezing mark as we start off our Wednesday, and it's not going away anytime soon. Winter storm warning in effect until 6 p.m. this evening for the 98.9 WXCO listening area. Talked a little bit about this weather in the first segment, but the person that really knows what's going on, the person that can really give us the expert analysis on this late winter storm is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How was your drive-in?
It actually wasn't bad, to be honest with you. It was, you know, I think the areas I drove in, it was about a 15-minute drive-in from Weston, and the roads were not too bad yet, because I don't think the snow really started until real early this morning. I think it's, based on what I'm seeing outside right now, maybe as we get later into the day, it's actually going to get worse, but I thought not too bad. I give a lot of credit to the folks out there who are clearing out the roads and making sure that the driving conditions are as good as possible. And I also thought I saw a lot of folks that were driving rather smartly as well, which is a big, big part of the equation on days like this.
Good, good, good. Yeah, if you must drive, take your time, go slow. It is icy underneath that snowfall because of all that rain. It is freezing now. Temperatures are right at that freezing mark. And of course, it's a slushy, slappy mess before the snow started to pile up on top of that. So it is slick. It is slippery. We're also looking at crashes out on those highways, 39 and 51 at County Highway HH. Right now, there's a car in a ditch, a big accident, and that's probably going to see some closures. That just happened. So still pretty bad out there. We've got about another 2 to 5 inches left to go. And those winds are only going to get worse. We're already seeing some power outages up in towards Merrill, Tomahawk area, Rhinelander as well. Winds are gusting at about 40 miles per hour this morning, and it's going to potentially hit 50 mile per hour wind gusts as we go through late morning and into the afternoon. Now, snow totals have been significant down in towards the south shore of Lake Superior. Washburn area has already picked up near a foot of snowfall, so is Iron County. Here closer to us, we're more like 4.5 inches has been recorded into Westboro. Otherwise, I think we've got about a good inch and a half out there at the moment. And again, another 2 to 5 left to go. Winds will be very, very gusty. The snow will start to wind down around 4 o'clock this afternoon, but a few flurries will still fly around till about 7 o'clock, and temperatures tonight crash cold down to the mid-teens. So a pretty hard freeze of everything. So a little bit of an ice rink out there tomorrow morning.
That's so normal, isn't it? We've talked about this before, where you get this snowstorm, and then once that front goes through, the temperatures just take a massive dip. And then, of course, with all the snow on the ground, and if it's sort of in odd angles, you get all that weird hard ice that you have to deal with.
Yep.
It's basically the normal snow pattern, or storm pattern, to follow the snow with a lot of cold and then a lot of ice chunks hanging out when we get to work tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. But we're Wisconsin strong. This is what we're used to. So, you know, I'm glad it's hitting up north. It's staying away from a lot of the city area. But right now, though, it is cornering in on the Fox Valley. And it's flipping over to that wintry mix and just a slushy mess. But the good news is we have sunshine tomorrow. Yep. So some of that sun is going to start working on the snow, helping break it down and melt it. Temperatures aren't going to get as warm as I think we were thinking originally because of the snow. It kind of keeps things colder. I think we're going to look at mid-30s tomorrow. So just a touch above freezing, but beautiful and sunny.
And by the way, I was looking ahead as well. I mean, you said it, a lot of sunshine, temperatures in the mid-30s. But by the time we get towards the end of the weekend into early next week, it's going to turn spring, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is. I mean, abundant sunshine all weekend long. The only chance of a light flurry or two will be Saturday morning. But after that, sunny and 40s on Sunday. We're going to hit the low 50s on Monday. And it gets warmer from there, but we do have a chance for another system hitting on Wednesday. So these wild weather Wednesdays are, you know, the trend, I guess, in Wisconsin.
Exactly right. Sort of the middle of the work week. Get a little excitement as we're, you know, we're past the start of the work week. We're heading towards the end of the work week. And exactly right. But again, so 2 to 5 more inches expected here in the Wausau area for the rest of the day. And basically, if you can avoid traveling around during the course of today, it would be a pretty good idea, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at those highway cams on Wisconsin 511, you can check the road conditions if you do need to travel. But they're covered in ice right now. So you can know, you know, those plow truck drivers, the city is dealing with a mess. So give them space, give them time. And if you have to drive, drive slow, very, very slow, especially on those ramps, those roundabouts, things like that.
Absolutely. And the thing that we're going to look forward to is when we talk tomorrow, be able to look outside and see the sun. That will be so cool. And but everybody be safe out there. Brittany, I know you're going to be keeping an eye on all those cameras you got in front of you and all the weather information. And we'll be hearing your voice throughout the course of the day here on 98.9 WXCO. Thanks for the information. Stay safe yourself, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Thank you, guys. Stay warm, too.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Right. That is our Brittany Merlot. Right now in downtown Wausau, again, an even freezing, 32 degrees with the light snow flying around. Winds are out of the north at 18 miles per hour, but gusting as high as 31 miles per hour. So, again, that's why some of that snow is blowing around. The wind chill factor is 21 degrees. The dew point is 28. Relative humidity of 85%. Barometer way down there, 29.13 inches. I can't remember it being that low recently. And the visibility way down there at just 1 mile. So, again, winter storm warning in effect until 6 p.m. this evening. The time is 8:28. Coming up, we're going to find out what's going on around the country, the world, with news from CBS. We will have our state and local news update with Brittany, the weather as well, entertainment news, sports with Mike Clemens. We give you all the information you need at the top and bottom of every hour. And then we're going to come back and touch a bit on what we heard last night from the President of the United States. And also, again, interesting numbers in terms of the response that the people who watched gave that speech. So that's coming up. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening. listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. An estimated 28.8 million Americans will experience an eating disorder in their lifetime. Melissa Kay tells us more.
Despite how commonly they occur, disordered eating patterns are often misunderstood and stigmatized. Taylor Young is a clinical therapist with Aspirus Health. She said the pressures to meet societal standards of body image can be overwhelming.
Health and weight are not connected as much as a lot of society believes they are.
Eating disorders do not discriminate and can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background.
Both men and women, boys and girls, people of all ages, all gender identities, all racial backgrounds.
Young says early intervention is the key to preventing long-term complications.
Noticing changes in eating patterns is a really big early indicator.
She said open, judgment-free conversations can encourage individuals to seek the support they need. You can start by talking with your primary care doctor, who can connect you with the right specialists.
A team of individuals who is trained and used to working with people with eating disorders is really important to get a comprehensive treatment plan.
Recovery from an eating disorder is possible with the right support.
And a Dane County judge has ordered the Wisconsin Department of Corrections to launch a new program aimed at giving incarcerated mothers and their infants more time together. The lawsuit was filed by the American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin and cited a 1991 law requiring the Department of Corrections to provide a mother-young child care program for incarcerated individuals with a child under 1 year old. The program would include accommodations for mothers to be in the least restrictive confinement possible to care for their child. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A complete unknown drew a complete goose egg at the Oscars despite 8 Academy Award nominations. To make matters worse, according to The Hollywood Reporter, the subject of the Bob Dylan biopic, also known as Bob Dylan, was invited to both present and perform at the ceremony, but declined on both fronts. Mick Jagger ended up presenting in his place. At the beginning of the show, host Conan O'Brien joked that Timothée Chalamet learned how to sing so well in preparation for playing Bob Dylan, he almost didn't get the role. Tabloids love their clickbait. After finding out that Mikey Madison won the Oscar for Best Actress as Anora, tabloids made a big stink that Demi Moore gritted her teeth and seemed upset. A closer look at the situation by a lip reader revealed Moore turned to the person next to her and said, "Nice." One clickbait tabloid in particular said later in its article that Moore was very happy for Madison. Now that's journalism. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Heavy snow will continue for a good chunk of the day with strong wind gusts from 35 to 45 miles per hour, and that will create blowing snow and potentially whiteout conditions at times here throughout the day today. Wind will gradually die down this evening. Conditions will improve late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me as we find out what happened to USAID with Christina Dry, speechwriter and communications analyst for the agency.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Chad Holmes. Join Jeff Gress and myself on Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for another edition of the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. We'll talk about high school basketball and hockey playoffs, plus special guests at 6:25. Our coach guest will be from D.C. Everest, head boys basketball coach of the Evergreens, Oliver Drake. Then at 7:06, it's our student-athlete guest from Wausau West, senior defenseman Drake Kuharski. We'll talk to him as the Warriors get set to head to the state tournament later this week. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, this Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on your home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes, 98.9 WXCO. Sometimes I don't know what to feel. But how did the American people feel last night after watching President Donald Trump make his first appearance in front of Congress, a joint session of Congress last night, gave a speech to them and to the American people? And this morning, as I was getting ready for work, I was tuned in to Pat on Up North News in the top of the hour, CBS News update, and they came on and said that the people that watched the address last evening had a very positive feel for it. And my first thought was, what? But then I came to realize that a majority of the people, as they tend to during these presidential speeches, when there's a Democrat in office, it tends to be more of a Democratic audience that tunes in. And when it's a Republican audience, it tends to be more of a Republican audience that tunes in. And when it's a MAGA president who is giving the speech, I think that it's even a greater proportion of those that are on the far right that tune in.
I would agree.
And the numbers show that about 3/4 of the people that were tuned in last night had a positive feel for what Donald Trump said. And I wanted to kind of go over a few of the what CNN found in terms of the people that tuned in. Because I do think that as I was, number one, listening this morning and hearing that response, I decided I needed to take a step back. Because my first impression was, and I have to admit, I did not see the speech live. I was actually driving back from our high school,
didn't watch it either.
Our high school basketball broadcast last night, but I did read a lot about what the president said and what the response was in the hall and also outside the hall. But basically, yes, Trump can point to some positivity in terms of the audience's response, but at the same time, it's not been as positive a response as he's received in the past or Joe Biden received in the past when he gave a similarly timed speech 4 years ago. So basically, according to CNN, speech watchers broadly said Trump's policies would take the country in the right direction, with majority saying the same across 5 issue areas that were the focus of the president's speech. But fewer expressed strong confidence in Trump to help people like them use his presidential power responsibly or provide the nation with real leadership. And one thing I think that we have found during the Trump era, and I get really a little annoyed when people talk about both sides-isms, because I do think that there tends to be more on the Democratic side pushback when they see things that they don't believe in, that they are willing to say out loud, hey, I don't think that our president of our party or our congressman or our leadership is doing the right thing when they sense that it's not. I think there's more of a independent streak within those on the left. And again, I could be making a little too much of it. But I do think that we saw it. We've seen it numerous times where, especially those, I think, on the more progressive scale will say, hey, we should be doing more of this and more of that, and that we don't agree with some of the policies being either agreed to because of negotiation or pushed by some of what you call the mainstream, the center-left Democrats. But looking at, and I would say on the Republican side, mm-hmm. they tended to say, whatever he says.
Yeah, hey, there's no pushback.
Last week we thought that, or last year we thought that supporting Ukraine was the right thing, but Donald Trump comes in and says, nope, hey, then we're going to flip just like that. It seems to be they follow the leader a lot more than maybe the Democrats do. Mm-hmm. But based on what CNN found after the speech last night, I'm going to talk a little bit about what was actually said, but I do think right now a lot of what can be done by Trump and what maybe can't be done by Trump will depend a lot on the response of the American people. I think the American people have an opportunity, if they push back, and we're seeing some of that pushback right now, to be able to slow down this avalanche. I mean, it's like being at the top of the mountain and seeing all this snow come down. It's hard to stop. But
we're standing right underneath it.
But if you get enough people, maybe you can slow it down and maybe stop it at some point. But roughly 7 in 10 speech watchers, and again, this was a heavily Republican MAGA audience last night. A lot of folks on the left said, I'm not gonna spend my night getting upset hearing what Donald Trump has to say.
It's exactly why I didn't watch it.
Exactly. And then they say, well,
get upset.
We can find out what he said in the reporting afterwards, but we're not going to watch it live. No. But roughly 7 in 10 speech watchers said they had at least a somewhat positive reaction to Trump's speech. But the very positive response was at 44%. And to put that into some sort of perspective, that's lower than the 57% of viewers who rated Trump's initial address to Congress very positively 8 years ago, or the 51% who said the same of President Joe Biden's initial address in 2021. It also comes just below the 48% very positive rating Trump saw for his 2018 State of the Union. Good marks from speech watchers are typical for presidential addresses to Congress. Basically going all the way back to the Clinton administration, the CNN poll. So, because, again, a lot more people that are supporters of the president will watch the speech. Those who are not fans of the president won't watch the speech as much. The pool of people who watched Trump speak last night was about 14 percentage points more Republican than the general public. That's a rather significant amount. Mm. The Trump-friendly audience reacted negatively to a protest effort from a Democratic member of Congress. Eight in ten Americans who watched the speech said they saw Representative Al Green's interruption of Trump's speech as inappropriate, with just 20% saying the representative from Texas acted appropriately. Green was ejected from the House chamber after continuing to protest following a warning from House Speaker Mike Johnson. Roughly 6 in 10 viewers in a poll conducted before the speech said they approved of Trump's handling of the presidency overall. But by contrast, Trump's approval rating is underwater with the American public as a whole. And actually, I think the poll that CNN put out this weekend, I find it hard to believe that 48% of the U.S. adults approve of his performance as president so far, and 52% disapprove. But that's what CNN said over the weekend. So, again, it's not surprising that a Republican-leaning, MAGA-leaning audience found a lot to like. But last night, again, it was from, again, the perspectives I've been taking a look at. And Pat, I thought, put it well. It was another campaign speech. It was not presidential. It was not about trying to lay groundwork for improving the lives of the American people. It was just, again, an ego stroke. One aspect of that speech that I think should have some impact, and again shows, and I think you talk about a smoking gun of a massive lie, is he introduced Elon Musk last night as the guy that is leading and running DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency. And the thing that I point out is, just in the last week or so, there have been court documents placed in that said, no, Elon Musk is not the leader of DOGE, that this woman, that's a member of the Trump administration, who was actually on vacation in Mexico last week, was the person actually in charge.
Oh, goodness.
But the thing about that, and I point out, is if you're lying, and these Trump administration lawyers put that in to the record in court, if you're lying to the courts, that is a crime.
Yes, it is.
And I'm just curious to see whether or not there's going to be any consequence when it comes to the fact that Donald Trump, in front of millions and millions of people, said that Elon Musk is the person that's in charge of DOGE. When his lawyer said, no, Elon Musk is not in charge of DOGE. So basically, somebody's lying here. Somebody, and I think that the lawyers better find themselves a few lawyers as well, because if they are putting out false information to courts, that is a crime, and that is wrong.
Personally, I don't think Mr. Musk should be in charge of anything right now.
Well, I think a lot of people...
I don't think he has the maturity to be in charge of anything right now.
I think you're right on that. Some of the points that Trump was making last night, he is somebody that does not back off when it comes to what he's been doing. He was boastful of what he has done so far. And
especially after that little conference on Friday, which is all over social media, by the way, and basically just the way he's been acting is just is the fact that he is proud of that and the way he acted. And his vice president was also encouraging his behavior because he was in the same room with him and President Zelensky as well. And the fact that Zelensky couldn't even get a word in when just trying to have a civilized conversation about how to help the problem in Ukraine and find a reasonable compromise as a way to, you know, help fight this war. And basically, I mean, the best comparison I can think of, it was like two bullies picking on somebody on the playground. Basically just trying to make the other one feel small. It's like, where are you, like 5 years old? We're better than this. You're the president. You should know better than this, but you don't, because you don't know how to be responsible.
Last night during the speech, he basically, again, has stood by everything he has done, and especially when it involves Musk and DOGE. And the thing about it is, last night, of course, he introduced Musk, and the Republicans in the House and the Senate members got on their feet and cheered him on, and many of the far right have been very much cheering on Musk and his moves so far. But big picture-wise, these changes have not been popular with those in the middle. A national public radio and PBS poll, independents, and independents are often the swing factor in elections and a swing factor in terms of public support on a number of issues. Mm-hmm. Independents are looking very, very poorly right now in the first couple of months of the Trump administration. Trump has just a 34% approval rating among independents. And Musk and DOGE also a 34% favorability rating. Two-thirds said of the independents said Trump is moving too fast to make changes to the federal government without considering the impact. So it's very interesting. And again, to an audience that is very much on his side, he's able to go on television last night and get big cheers. But the people out in the country are not finding this very quick movement of slashing and cutting and hurting many people in terms of what they need from government services. And I would think at some point that kind of backlash is going to start to affect what Trump can and cannot do. So again, he may have heard the cheers last night, but a lot of folks out there, independents, are not cheering.
No.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is flawed about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is flawed about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is flawed about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the legacy of Vell Phillips, the trailblazing civil rights leader. Is also the first African-American woman elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly. Phillips was born in Milwaukee, and though she faced both racial and gender barriers, she remained strong in her fight for equality. She helped pass groundbreaking laws to desegregate public housing while also fighting for voting rights. Her courage and determination wasn't just for Wisconsin, but for the nation. And Phillips' legacy continues to inspire those who believe in justice, showing that one voice can spark change. These are the stories continuing to inspire all of us every day. And as we honor them, we will also recognize the powerful women who are still writing history. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Life is so strange when you don't know how can you tell where you're going to. You can't be sure of any situation. Something could change and then you won't know.
And welcome back, Chad Holmstrow, 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:52. Talking a little bit about what President Donald Trump talked about last night in his appearance before a joint session of Congress. There's often a lot of talk, both on the Republican and Democratic sides, about working towards the middle in terms of trying to get support, more broad-based support, as opposed to targeting just the either the far right or the far left of one's political party. But last night, there was definitely no thought of trying to reach out to the middle with President Trump. And sometimes I wonder whether or not all the hand-wringing that often comes across on the Democratic side about when we talk about some of the ideas and the plans that are tried to be pushed through and lifted up by those on the left, why maybe sometimes we try to push back on that. Because when I compare some of the policies that are put forth by the far left, sometimes Medicare for all, in terms of universal health care, in terms of other, in terms of tax policy, that are often, when you're asking the American people, rather popular, as compared to some of the far right mega priorities that often poll very negatively. And Donald Trump and his supporters have used far-right policy, language, and they have won elections. So sometimes I wonder if this idea that always going towards the middle, trying to make sure that we have the middle, is that really effective or not? And I do wonder at times. I do think that having a broad-based coalition is much better. But in this era where we have such basically frozen in beliefs when it comes to our politics, I'm not so sure how effective that is. And this partisan speech last night, I think, again, doubles down on the idea for Trump that if he's able to hold his far-right base, that ultimately he's going to be able to stay relevant and be able to accomplish the things that he wants to accomplish. But at the same time, there should be some words, there should be some actions that do bring people together, that say, hey, that's not right. And one aspect last night that people should be saying that's not right is the idea of a president of the United States making a racial slur against a sitting member of the United States Senate.
Oh, no. What did he say?
Well, number one, he basically just dismissed Democrats. Number one, he referred to them as these people. And radical left lunatics.
No, don't.
And then, but that's not what the point that was really bad. Okay. The really bad point was he even brought back an oldie but a goodie to the MAGA folks.
Oh, gosh.
His Pocahontas nickname for Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts.
No, he didn't.
It's a racist slur that he made in the well of the United States House of Representatives in a joint session of Congress to a worldwide audience. I mean, is there anything that crosses a line for Trump anymore? I don't know. Because that should be one thing that people on the left and on the right should say, that's not right. That's wrong.
It doesn't matter who you are. Saying things like that is completely below the belt and uncalled for. And just the fact that he said that in a presidential speech in front of everybody else in the House of Representatives just shows how little a class he has.
But again, it's just something that should bring people together. You know, that's not right. And basically during the speech as well, again, targeting his political base, he focused on many of the things that the MAGA party has pushed forth. And I think, again, basically pitting American against American. The anti-trans language. I mean, he brought that up. The targeting of DEI. He's brought that up. His effort to make English the official language of the country. Changing the names of North America's highest point back to Mount McKinley. The Alaska Peak was renamed Denali, which means high or tall during the Obama years, to reflect the preference of most Alaskans. Most Alaskans did not want to be named after McKinley, who had nothing to do with them. They wanted to be named based on their heritage. And then Trump says our country will be woke no longer. And that's one that I like to talk about because I proudly will say woke, that I am woke. That I try to understand.
I'm proud to be woke.
Exactly. And the idea that Donald Trump constantly denigrates that is, I guess, you know, it's his right. He can do whatever he wants in that case. But I do think that the idea of trying to have the ability to put yourself in others' shoes, to try to care for other people, which is, I think, the meaning of woke, is something to be proud of. And if Donald Trump wants to continue to try to use it as a slur, so be it. It's not going to change the way I feel, and I don't think it's going to change the way that many others feel that are proud to try to care for other people as well. So, again, those are just a few of the points, and I got a few more that we're going to kind of try to bring up during the course of the next hour. But also coming up in the next hour, we'll be joined by Christine Daniels of the Good News Project, talk about some really good stuff that's being done by that organization for rural communities here in central Wisconsin. Got another hour to go, but coming up next, it's an information update, 8:58 here on WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Dom is back in the seat with Matt Rothschild as co-host. Was that a state or a union we saw last night? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report, Wall Street responds to the president's speech. The Dow and NASDAQ are both in positive territory. Make that the Dow just dropping below. It's down 3 points. Is this a reaction to the president downplaying the negative impacts of tariffs on imports?
There'll be a little disturbance, but we're okay with that. It won't be much.
Trump is also threatening reciprocal tariffs on countries that tax U.S. goods that they import. CBS's Margaret Brennan on Trump, the tariffs, and the economy.
He's saying give him time. Consumers, of course, want to go to the grocery store now and see lower prices. So that's his explanation there. On the tariffs, there is no estimate that the administration will share publicly about the cost.
And both the Dow and NASDAQ now back in positive territory. And just in, the Supreme Court has upheld a lower court's ruling unfreezing foreign aid. CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WX.